Shalom to all. Today's afternoon, Shalom Shabbos, Tav Chav Ches, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with Halacha Beis and a Vilna Tzur Sadaf. It's on Chav Beis Amud Beis, and today's office sponsor, Leilu Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we started discussing a Kira, a stove, which was heated with different types of materials, and whether one has to make a Garf or Katom if he wants to be Mashe, if he wants to leave a dish on there on Shabbos. Now, we're going to be talking about something slightly different, an oven, which basically has a cone shape, and it burns much hotter than a Kira. So the Mishnah tells us, Taner Shesiki Bekasha Gvava, a Taner which was heated with kasher gvava, these two different types of straws, lo yitain, one is not allowed to put food, b'mitaychay b'mel gabav, whether inside or even on top. That's because we just said it burns much hotter than a kira due to its conical shape. Even if a person is garif it, it doesn't look like it's garif, and then one might end up being masha on a kira that's not garf or katum and come to stir the coals. So we're much more machmer when it comes to tanur. Now we saw another type of thing that cooks, kupach. This is like a kira, it's just that a kira has a place for two pots, so the heat has more room to escape, whereas a kupach only has place for one pot, and that heat is more contained. So if we have this kupach, shesika b'kasher gvava, if it was heated with kasher gvava, harehu kekiraim, so it's like a kira, whereas begefes or be'etzem, if it was heated with gefes or etzem, harehu ketanur, it's like a tanur. As we see, the kupach is midway between a tanur and kiraim. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah, tanur shesika b'kasher gvava v'chulu, and Tani bar Kapara, bar Kapara teaches, afil lismeich le'aser, an oven burns so hot, one is not even place a dish next to it, let alone on top or inside. Now Rav Shammai, somech la'avir the tanur, that's proper girsa, Rav Shammai, he placed a dish next to the airspace of an oven, meaning put it next to the oven, and Amalei Ramana told him, Vatani bar Kapara, bar Kapara taught in a brisa, feel lismech lai aser, even putting a dish next to it is aser. The Gemara continues, Rav Mana mekel in a shaya, Rav Mana used to chastise women, the shatcham bigdehain lavir de tanura, that would spread out their garments near or on top of the oven in order to dry them out. He held that that was considered cooking the liquid inside. Now, Rav Yudim Rabbi Shmuel, Hari Midaychak, used to paskin for his household when it was a very pressing need, migref tanura, one could rake all the coals out of an oven, umitan tlasakipin, and put three stones in there, and put the pot on top. As long as the neighbors don't find out about it. He told his household, when it's a challenging situation, when you're stuck, you could do this, but don't let anybody know. Now we have one more din about a kupach. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, in regards to Shabbos, we followed what it was heated up with. As we said in the Mishnah, it really depends. If the kupach was heated with kasher gvava, so it's like a kiraim, and if it was heated with gefes or etzim, it's like a tanur. We also see where this kupach can go this way or that way in regards to tumah. It goes after its gipuf. We know that a kli can only be makabel tumah once it's considered complete, and with various cooking devices, it depends what they're intended for. So kupach can either be used like a tanur, which is mainly for baking bread, and if that's what he wants it for, then it's only going to be makabel tumah once it's been heated to a degree that it could bake sufganin, whereas if its intention is to use it as a kira, as a stove, then it's going to be makabel tumah once it's heated enough just to cook an egg. And moving on to Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah tells us, Ein noisen beitza b'tzara mecham b'shvil shetes galgal, one is not allowed to place an egg next to a hot water urn made out of copper in order that it should roll, meaning it's basically going to get cooked by the heat of the mecham, and v'lo yafken b'sudarin, he's not to crack an egg into a sudar, a kerchief, which was heated by fire, and that's because these are aser due to tolda su'ur. This is a tolda, it's like secondary fire. This thing was heated by the fire, and he's cooking the egg by this heat. It's not being cooked directly by the fire, only by tolda su'ur, but the Tanakama, which is a chamam hold, the tolda su'ur is aser. Rabbi Yossi matur, as Rabbi Yossi allows, because he holds that tolda su'ur is mutter. Another din, loit menena b'chol v'alak drach. He's not allowed to take an egg and bury it in sand or in dust from the way so that it should roast. Obviously, the sand and the dust is very hot. He's not allowed to do that either, and we're going to see in the Gemara why that's a problem. The Mishnah continues with something else having to do with cooking. There was a story that the people of Tveria did the following. They took a pipe that had cold water running through it, and they put it inside a channel of hot water. We know that Tveria is famous for its hot springs, and the water is boiling hot and can actually cook something. So they took a pipeline through which cold water is running and put it inside a channel of this boiling hot water, and obviously the cold water is now going to get cooked. Now Amrlan Chacham Lacham told them, in B'Shabbos, if you did this on Shabbos, Chacham Shochamu B'Shabbos, it's like hot water that was heated up on Shabbos Vasurin Berchitza B'Shtia, and was not allowed to wash with it or even drink it. Now as we're going to see, this is Asr because it's Toldas Chama, it's like a Tolda of cooking in the sun, and the Chum Asr Toldas Chama Atu Toldas Ur. However, the Chum continued, Vim B'Yomtif, if this was done on Yomtif, Chacham Shochamu B'Yomtif, it's like hot water that was heated up on Yomtif, Asurim berchitza, one's not allowed to wash with it because that's not considered eichel nefesh, that's not for food purposes, but a mutar b'shtia. One is allowed to drink it because we know one's allowed to cook for food purposes, and this is like cooking up water for a tea or coffee. Now, one last day in the Mishnah, we're going to be discussing two types of kelim, a mulyar, which is a large urn with a pocket on the side for coals, and an antichi, which is basically the same thing, it's just it has a compartment on the bottom for coals. So the Mishnah says, mulyar hagarof, if this mulyar was garof, the coals were removed from the pocket on the side, shreis in a man b'shabes, hot water is allowed to be drunk from it on Shabbos, Whereas on Tichy, Afal Pisha Grufa, even though the coals were raked out, Ain Shaisin Imana, one is not to drink from it because the heat is retained in a much stronger way in an Tichy as opposed to a Mulyar, and we're going to discuss this in the Gemara as well. The Gemara begins by quoting the Mishnah, Ain Naisin Beitzim Tzad Mechem Vachulu. Now we're going to bring a din which is connected to the Mishnah. Taman Taninin, over there we learned in a Mishnah, Mesechas Trumas, Tapuch Shiriskai, Unusan Elosecha Isa. A person took an apple of Truma, crushed it up, and put it inside a dough, Chav Chasam Beiz on top, Vechimtza, and it made the dough rise, Harezu Asura. This dough is completely usur. We know that even though Truma itself is batal 1 in 100, since this Truma apple caused the entire dough to rise, this is called a Mechamet, so it's not batal at all because it influenced the entire dough. However, Tani Mei V'Braisa, Rabbi Yaisi Matir, Rabbi Yaisi allows this dough. And Rav Acha quotes Rav Avo, says, B'shem Rabbi Yaisi Barchanina, Ma Pligin, what's the Machalikas Tanakama Rabbi Yaisi? B'Mechamet B'Meimav, only if he caused the dough to rise with his juice, meaning he used pure apple juice that was Truma to have the dough rise. That's a Machalikas. Aval Mechamet's Begufai, but if he used Mechamet's the dough, he caused it to rise with the actual apple itself, Divrei HaKol Mutar, everyone agrees it's Mutar. And that's because an apple as a fruit is not fully Machmetzit, according to everyone. The whole Machalikas is apple juice. Is it fully Machmetz? Tanakama holds yes, and Rabbi Yaisi holds no. Now, what does it have to do with our Mishnah? So Rabbi Yaisi Kedaite, Rabbi Yaisi is Lashitasai, just like our Mishnah. Kamadu Amar Taman, just like he says over there, in regards to May Paris, regarding the apple juice, Ein Chimutzai Barer, the May Paris is not going to 100% be Machmetz something. Kainu Amar Hacha, he says the same exact thing over here in our Mishnah, Ein Tavshila Tavshil Barer. Then when using Tolda Sa'ur, just a Tolda, a secondary heat coming from a fire, that doesn't cook 100%. And that's why, according to Rabbi Yaisi in our Mishnah, it's permitted to take the egg and put it next to the hot water urn or crack it onto a kerchief that was heated by fire, because Tolda Sa'ur doesn't fully cook. Now we skip the next line and a half. It's not part of the Girsa. And we go to where the Gemara says Paga. Now we're going to be getting to a whole discussion regarding Muktzah. And according to Rav Chaim's Pirush, the reason why this is brought is because later on the Gemara is going to say that the reason why the Mishnah says one's not to take an egg and put it in hot sand, because that's an issue of making a charetz, a ditch. So over here as well, we're going to bring something that has to do with Muktzah and making a ditch. As the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Paga Shetamina B'Teven, an unripe fig that he had placed inside straw to get it to ripen, V'Charar Shetamina B'Gachalim, or a biscuit that was placed in coals. The coals were already extinguished, they weren't burning, but it's in coals. And both of these things, straw and coals, are Muktzah. So the question is he allowed to take this out on Shabbos? And the answer is, if this thing that was placed in is partially open, it's partially revealed, Nitalan B'Shabbos, it can be taken out on Shabbos. And even though the Muktzah thing is going to be moved, it's considered a tiltum and outside, it's like moving it on the side, and in this way it's Mutter, Vimlav. But if not, if it's completely buried, any Nitalan it's allowed to be taken. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadayimer, he says, Benkach or Benkach, whether it's open a little bit and he could grab it by his hand or it's fully buried, there's no problem. Toichev B'Shpud B'Sakin V'Naitel, he could take a Shpud, which is a spit or a knife, and poke it inside and pull out the fig or the biscuit like that. And the question is why? He's most definitely moving the muktzah. As he picks up the fig, he's picking some straw up with it as well, or the coals when he's taking out the biscuit. And the answer is Asin Rablazar Bar Tadoy, Krib Shemin. Rablazar Bar Tadoy holds a Krib Shemin. Ditani, because we've brought it, says, Loyagar Adam es Amito, ves Akise, ves Asafsal, ves Haketedra. A person is allowed to drag a bed, chair, bench, or fancy chair across dirt on Shabbos, Mneshu Isacharit, because he's making a ditch. And this is a Tolda of Chayfer, of digging. Whereas Rab Shimon Matir, Rab Shimon allows because the Dover Shem is Chavin. He doesn't intend to make this ditch. He just needs to drag the bench because there's more guests that came by his house and he needs a place for them to sit. And since the Dover Shem is Chavin, it's Mutter. And that's exactly what Blazer Ben Tadai holds, that since the person's pulling out this biscuit or fig and he has absolutely no intention whatsoever to move the Muktzah, so it's permitted. Now continue to discuss this ditch case. Rav Ba says B'Shem Rav Chana, and Rav Chaga says B'Shem Rav Ze'era, and Rav Yaisa says B'Shem Rav Ila. Maidem Chacham Rav Shemin, the Chacham agreed to Rav Shemin, B'Kisei Shirakel M'Shukais Batet, if the legs of a chair were already sunken into mud, Shemotel Ataltaloi, one is allowed to move it and take it out on Shabbos, and this is not an issue of Sicer, of collapsing a hole, because since the mud is so liquidy, when he takes the chair out, even though there was a hole there, because the chair was in the ground, and that makes a hole, it's not considered like he's collapsing or destroying the hole, because anyway, it's going to collapse on its own, the mud is too liquidy to hold its shape. The same way you say, it's permitted to move it, meaning take it out of the mud, one's allowed to put it in the mud as well, because it's not like he's making a hole. Now, Amar Rabbi says, Afanan Taninon, we also learned this, Nitalan B'Shabbos, it's allowed to be taken on Shabbos. This is referring to some vegetables, which a person had placed in the ground for storage, and they're loosely covered by dirt. As long as there's some leaves sticking out, he's allowed to pull them out on Shabbos, and that's not considered like he's collapsing the hole for the very same reason. Because anyway, the dirt is so soft, it can't retain its shape, so it's not like he's being soicer, collapsing or ruining the hole when he takes them out of the soft dirt on Shabbos. However, Amar Rabbi Yaisi Rabbon says, who says that Mishnah is a raya? Maybe the Rab Shimon he. Perhaps that's Shitas Rab Shimon, who holds that it's mutter because the Davar Shem is Chavin. But the Chamim would actually aser taking these vegetables out of the ground on Shabbos. And our Rabbi Yaisi says, in actual actuality, it is Reb Shimon, because Masis Amar Kain, we have a Mishnah that says this, Kol HaKelim Ein Negron Chutz Min HaGala Mipnei Shekaveshes, then no Kelim are allowed to be dragged across the ground on Shabbos because they make a ditch, except for an Agala, a wagon, because a wagon, due to the fact that it has wheels, doesn't make a ditch in the ground, it's Kavesh, it simply presses the ground down, and that's not a problem. Now we see very clearly from here that no Kelim are allowed to be dragged across the floor, and no differentiation is made between hard dirt and soft dirt or mud. It's Aser across the board. So we see the Chamim actually do Aser in mud, which would mean they would Aser taking these vegetables out of the ground on Shabbos, even though there's loose dirt. However, the Gemara says that can't be. Vahatanin on Shvias. We had learned in this Mishnah regarding taking the vegetables out of the ground that this applies to Shemitah as well. This Mishnah had said that it's not an issue putting these vegetables into the ground on Shemitah, and our Havamina is that what does this mean? It's not a problem on Shemitah. If it grew a little bit more due to the fact it's in the ground, it's not Aser because of Sfichin, because this isn't a normal way to plant anyway. So there's no Iser of Shemitah. And if that's a real way to understand, then here's our problem. We're able to say that this Mishnah, which is discussing Shemitah, is really like Reb Shimon. That we'd be able to say that this is like Reb Shimon, and Mele, it's not like the Chum at all. How could we say this? Reb Shimon allows Svichim of Shvias. And you're saying this? In other words, how could this Mishnah be Reb Shimon? He never asked for Svichim on Shabbos, so you can't say that the Mishnah's whole Chiddush is that there's no problem of putting these into the ground on Shemitah, and even if something grows, there's not going to be an Isser of Svichim. Reb Shimon doesn't hold that there's an Isser of Svichim. It must be that the Mishnah's a Chumim. However, the Gemara says, not so fast. Even though Reb Shimon allows Svichim of Shvias and he doesn't hold there's an Isser at all, he still holds that there's an Isser to plant on Shemitah and that something that grows on Shemitah has Kedusha Shvias. And with Tanin Alder Reb Shimon, we have a Braisa very clearly teaching us about Rishitas Reb Shimon, Taru Milatame, that if a person put these vegetables into the ground on Shemitah, they're considered tar from becoming Tame due to the fact that they're in the ground, and we know something in the ground can't be Makabal Toma. However, we don't have to be afraid regarding the Isser of planting on Shemitah, and anything that grows from here is not considered as Kedusha Shvias. And so actually, this Mishnah could be exclusively Shitas Reb Shimon, and therefore we do not have a Raya from this Mishnah, at least, that the Chum would allow taking these vegetables out of the ground on Shabbos, even though the dirt is soft and it can't retain a hole anyway, it still might be Usr according to the Chachamim. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow going back to discuss the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.